Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is author Roy Diamond, and he's talking about his exciting new novel, I, Bully, which addresses the serious issue of cyberbullying. What makes the story unique is that it's told from the perspective of both the bully and the victim. Roy has worked at all levels of education as a youth worker and parenting worker. He has presented many workshops to postgraduate students at universities, as well as seminars to beginning teachers. So welcome, Roy.
Hi, Stacey. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us and talking to us about this really important topic. Tell us a little bit about the new book, I, Bully, and what makes it different from other books on the topic.
Well, it's a good thing, first of all, that there are so many other books out there on this subject, because it's a really growing area, unfortunately. I think my book, I, Bully, might be a little different than other books, is that because of my experience as a youth worker, I wrote the story from the perspective of both the victim and the bully. I think that often when through my years of counseling, when you sit down and talk to the bully and the victim, if you can get them in the same room together, they learn way more from each other than they ever learned from me. So I found that maybe if I could write a well-written story that showed the perspective of how the bully feels, why the bully does such horrible things sometimes, and why the victim is the victim. And if they can read this book and see both sides of the story, I think they might learn as much as when I was counseling and I got both the bully and the victim into the same room together. I'm just hoping that those perspectives, they can see why the effects are so profound. And I think it shows from my experience anyways, that bullying and the consequences of it, also, they so often don't know how it affects so deeply the victim. So many victims I've worked with right in their adulthood, they feel bad about themselves because they were treated poorly so many decades ago. So it often shows the victim can see their role and show a way of becoming empowered so they don't remain a victim all their life. So I think that perspective is unique among most books.
And Roy, why write about cyberbullying? I mean, I know it's come into society here so much more the last decade, 15 years, you know, the social media and all of that. Why write about this aspect, and how do you think social media has changed the way bullying happens?
Well, I don't know anybody in my experience that hasn't either bullied or been bullied or watched while others are bullied and just stand around. The difference nowadays and from when I was a kid is the cyberbullying, the internet, the social media, the anonymity that gives them. It seems to empower sort of actions that if you had the opportunity to do it to a real human being face-to-face, you would never think about doing it. You know, I hate to say it, but you see it now right through countries are doing it, leaders in government are doing it. And I think a lot of the times that plays out culturally so that kids pick up that those kind of things are, it's okay to say because it's not a real human being at the other end of this message. And unfortunately, there is a real flesh and blood human being there that sometimes I think we forget the words, they have a real consequence and they can cut just as easily as if you took a knife, and where somebody would say, oh, I'd never consider taking a knife and cutting somebody, but they'll throw out words over the social media, through the internet, that are so vicious and so cutting is the only word I can think of, that they don't seem to be able to correlate their actions and their words to anything that's real on the other end of their message. It's so easy nowadays to just pile on, just click a few comment sections and you can join in, and anybody can pick up virtually any subject on the internet and go through it. And some of the vile things that are said Just they would never have been said decades in the past when you had to actually look at somebody in the eyes and say these things. I mean, if you're having a bad day, you know, go ahead and vent. What does that matter? There's nobody really out there. The consequences of my words really don't carry an action. And when you're, you know, 13, 14 years old, you're going to have bad days and you're going to want to feel like you just want to hurt somebody. And instead of maybe taking a breath and, you know, going to a friend and talking, you're alone in your room with your computer. And it's so darn easy just to say mean and vicious things that really, really hurt. And then you get some 3 or 4 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 100 or 150 people piling in there. It's never ending. I've had dealings with kids who they feel like they're being bullied 24/7 now, and there's no break from it. They open up their computer first thing in the morning, or they go on their telephone late at night, and there's mean things being said about them. In the past, that just wouldn't happen. So the sheer epidemic of social media and bullying, it's become a really serious issue. People take their lives over it, and they become a story for a while, and then it's forgotten. But the mean words continue to flow out, and we have to have some people writing books, doing workshops, parenting skills to teach. This is not like it was when I was a kid and I was bullied. You could fight back. You could. You know, kind of deal with it. But now there's nothing to fight back against. It's the internet, and it's just too much.
Mm. Now, Roy, what would be your advice to people, you know, both the victim and the bullies themselves who want to change?
Yeah, that's one of the tougher ones. I've had so many kids come into my office, and both, in all honesty, both victims and the bullies, and you know, the bullies never feel better about themselves when they do these things. Deep down, they don't get happier by bullying. And if they find an adult that they trust and that they come and talk to, you find out really quickly that bullies, they don't feel good about themselves, and they certainly don't make the victims feel good about themselves. So I think the first thing that they have to do is acknowledge to themselves that they need to change, that this actions that the bully is doing isn't making him stand taller, making him feel better about himself. Tearing someone else down just to make yourself stand tall, it doesn't work. And the victims, when they come in, they're desperate. Their eyes are, you know, filled with fear of the next day. So they need to be able to, first of all, acknowledge that something here needs to change and that they can change it. Even the victims can take some control of the situation. So if you're a bully, you know, you've got to ask yourself, does tearing someone else down make you stand taller? Does it make you feel better? And I'm pretty sure from my experience, the answer is a clear no. If you're the victim, you have to have the courage to acknowledge that it doesn't have to be this way. You can take some control and do things that change what is happening. If you don't know how, and most people when they're young don't know how, you've got to stand up and talk to someone. You've got to have the courage to find somebody you trust. And I'm not talking about just a friend who someone to commiserate with you or say the things you think you need to hear, but an adult, a coach, a family member, maybe somebody in your church, a helpline, anything that gives you a sense of control by reaching out and asking for help. So for both the victim and the bully, there's one thing that I can highly recommend, and it's simply, it sounds very simple, and it is very simple. Do try going out and trying to do random acts of kindness. Do something nice for another person and ask yourself if that makes you feel better than when you tear somebody down. And for the victim, it will give them an incredible sense of empowerment if they can just help another person. They no longer see themselves as just a victim. They still may be victimized. They still may be bullied. But when you reach out and help somebody else, it's an incredibly empowering thing, and it changes your perspective of yourself. So the short answer to what you're asking is reach out for help. Don't hesitate to ask an adult. Go to somebody you trust and talk to them about it. And try doing random acts of kindness, especially for the bullies. The ones I've talked to, and I've said, just, you know, leave my office, go out, do something nice, come on back in 10 minutes, tell me if you don't feel better about yourself. And I've never had one come back yet that say, yeah, no, I didn't enjoy that. They always come back saying, yeah, that was pretty cool. So reach out, talk to somebody, try helping somebody else out, do random acts of kindness. These things give great empowerment.
Well, Roy, thank you so much. It's been some really great insight into this critical issue that is throughout society, all different levels. And I want to tell our listeners that you can learn more about Roy Diamond's new book, I Bully. That will be available through Motivational Press, Amazon, and in bookstores. And his other novels, The Singing Bowl and Silence and Circumstance, are available in bookstores near you, as well as on Amazon.com. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you very much, Stacey. I appreciate your time.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with a Twitch community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.